What made you choose a major in urban planning?
Well, I came to Ball State as an undecided major. However, I had heard about the nationally ranked landscape architecture program and was considering it my first option. After doing the summer accelerated first year program for the College of Architecture and Planning, I discovered that I was less into landscape architecture and more into urban planning, which was the third branch of the College of Architecture and Planning. At the end of the 10-week program, I was asked to choose my preferred field of study, and I happily went with urban planning.
What do you like best about this major?
Well, to be honest, there are quite a few things that made urban planning the better choice for me. The main thing that really got me hooked on planning was its connection back to the people. Architecture deals with buildings and mechanics, landscape architecture deals with parks and recreation, and planning deals with what I think is the most important factors that should determine design, and that's people and how they eat, work, live, and play.
What are some specific classes that are required for this major?
Urban planning has a well-organized curriculum that keeps you on track, but also allows flexibility within certain classes. Of the three departments in the College of Architecture and Planning, my major is one that prides itself in getting us involved with a variety of different departments and classes. Getting back to the question, however, certain classes are required, and students in a particular year do them together. For instance, every semester except your fourth year, spring semester, there's a studio that has a particular emphasis like regional planning, neighborhood planning, or economic development. These are the classes where the majority of knowledge about urban planning will be taught and applied through projects, models, reports, and presentations.
Is there a specific class that you took that you really enjoyed?
There's a lot of classes I like, but the class I enjoyed the most would hands down be Plan 261, which is the Communication and Presentation Techniques class. And in that class, I found that it was really interesting because we learned about a lot of programs that we use now that I use daily, which I had never actually known about or could apply my skills to. But I began to get really efficient at them through the class. As well as the professor was Lauren Deeg, and he's one of the most interesting teachers I've met here at Ball State. And he's actually one of the best designers teaching at the college. And he can greatly improve my renderings and graphics.
Great. What are some careers you think this major will prepare you for?
The two most common careers in planning are usually in design firms or for the government. Private design firms can hire strictly planners or have a combination of other design professionals, like architects, landscape architects, and engineers, while the government hires at the city, state, and federal level for planners. And then there's also other careers that can involve community development, real estate, property management, or economic development.
Are there any minors that complement this major?
I'm sure you could actually take any minor and it would complement it, but some of the common minors are economics, real estate development, residential property management, natural resources, political science, and sociology.
Thank you.